Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Debate over the degree and impact of human activity on climate and community continues. There are doubters and dissenters. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, the International Commission on Climate Change, many distinguished scientists, politicians, and citizens of the world are nonetheless fully engaged in plans for action and modification of social and economic behavior in response. While the immediate focus is on CO2 emissions, the melting of glaciers and the polar ice caps, and estimates of sea level rise, there are further and more complicated linkages between global climate and the world ocean. This is not merely because the ocean's ecosystems, like all others on Earth, are affected by climate change, but also because it is the oceans that drive planetary climate and weather. Changing climate changes the marine environment, but so too does a changing marine environment contribute to global climate change. It is a closed circle, and that understanding is often overlooked. The following excerpt from the 1998 Year of the Oceans report on the impacts of climate change explains the physics governing the behavior of the atmosphere and the ocean. The Earth's weather and climate are the result of the redistribution of heat. The major source of heat to the surface of the Earth is the sun, principally through incoming visible radiation, most of which is absorbed by the Earth's surface. This radiation is redistributed by the ocean and the atmosphere, with the excess radiated back into space as longer wavelength infrared radiation. Clouds and other gases, primarily water vapor and carbon dioxide, absorb the infrared radiation emitted by the Earth's surface and re-emit their own heat at much lower temperatures. This traps the Earth's radiation and makes the Earth much warmer than it would be otherwise. Most of the incoming solar radiation is received in tropical regions, while very little is received in polar regions, especially during winter months. Over time, energy absorbed near the equator spreads to the colder regions of the globe, carried by winds in the atmosphere and by currents in the ocean. Compared to the atmosphere, the ocean is much denser and has a much greater ability to store heat. The ocean also moves much more slowly than the atmosphere. The ocean moderates seasonal and longer variations by storing and transporting, via ocean currents, large amounts of heat around the globe, eventually resulting in changing weather patterns. In short, without the oceans to bank the heat from the sun and redistribute it globally, the Earth would be freezing by night and unbearably hot during the day. The ability of the oceans to absorb and transfer heat thus moderates the global environment. As climate change continues to warm the global ocean, it will change patterns of currents and gyres, and thus heat redistribution, in such a way that there will be a fundamental change in the climate regime as we know it, and possibly a powerful loss of global climate stability. The basic changes will be an acceleration of phenomena that are already occurring. Sea level rise, alternation of rainfall patterns in stored frequency or intensity, and increased siltation. The key to understanding the loss of global climate stability is to compare global change to local change. The warming of the planet appears to be following a pattern that is statistically consistent with the increasing accumulations of CO2 in the atmosphere. As a result, the warming of the ocean is becoming more measurable and predictable. However, all these heat transfers create local dynamics that are significantly less predictable. At the local and regional scale, due to heat disparities and too numerous points of interaction, the indirect changes in local weather patterns will not be uniform, not necessarily gradual, nor consistent over time. Rather than taking centuries to change, local weather changes are happening before our eyes. Less snow here, more rain there. Longer periods of drought, later arrival of spring rains, earlier hurricanes, and shorter winters. There will be accompanying loss of biodiversity as ocean temperatures increase, sea levels rise, and disturbances increase. The day's headlines confirm that these conditions surround us. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.